This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jinks.
Martin Gilman and on a plumbing course, MBQ level 2.
Hi, Martin.
Hiya.
So, Martin, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Well, I'm still working underpinning precast foundations, like, and when the recession hit, I decided to take up another course, like, you know, because the money wasn't too good at the time, so decided to do plumbing.
So your job at the moment, is it full-time then?
Yeah, I'm still in full-time employment, yeah.
Tell us a bit about your job then and what it involves.
Basically, it's just reinforced foundations, you know, just rebar and concrete, and, you know, if you get subsidence on your house and things like that.
So let's talk about plumbing then. Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
Not always. I've done a little bit of DIY and that, like, and, you know, quite enjoyed it when I have done it, but... It was my mate who was an electrician, like, I was going to do plastering, and he says, like, they're crying out for plumbers, and then found out about Train for Trade Skills.
So let's talk about a little bit about your practical training then, which you're on now. Yeah. How are you finding it?
It's all right. The bending, and that's quite hard at first, but you soon get your head around it and work things out and that, like, and the teachers are really good. Like, you know, they'll show you and show you again if you're not sure.
So you mentioned your friend's an electrician, isn't he?
Yeah.
Have you been doing any work with him or at all?
No, not at all. No. He just suggested that I'd try plumbing, like, cause there was a shortage of plumbers.
Let's just talk about, like, obviously, once you've finished the course and you've got qualified, what's your plan then?
Well, I think I'm going to work for another company at first, you know, get a bit of on-site experience and that, like, and then more than likely set up on my own.
Obviously, you mentioned you've got a full-time job and you work full-time.
Yeah.
How are you finding sort of managing the course around your job then?
Yeah, well, I just do an hour and a half a day, really, after I finish work, you know.
Have you got any studying tips or anything that you've found that have worked really well for you?
I like the scenario things. They're really good. They are, you know, they do teach you a lot.
For the people that are listening to this and are thinking of training as a plumber or want to retrain,
yeah.
Have you got any advice for them about like taking up a trade and what they should do?
Just go for it, I would, yeah. You know, if that's what you really want to do, just go for it.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for joining us.
Right, thanks.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com. To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.